Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster, putting the two items together in the weekly American Family Farmer program, which focuses on the news that affects the family farm, the food that comes from the family farm, how you are affected, how your family is affected by the family farmers. Lots of different influences going on. As we know, the drought is a really big problem. Picture yourself in Texas this week, where in one day they had 14 inches of rain. Imagine being a farmer down in Stephenville, for example, or south or west of there, where there's some great rolling hills and fabulous farmland. All of that water, after all of the hot weather, all of the drought, all the humidity, wow. And then I'm looking around the country to see what sort of produce is really doing well, and there really isn't anything that's doing well, whether it's being grown on a family farm and it's for human consumption, or whether it's beans and whether it's corn, things that can be used for animal consumption. There's nothing that's doing well. Nothing. And to highlight that, let's go to Minnesota. Minnesota for some projections on the apple crop. We all love them. We look forward to it. I started selling some local apples in my farmer's market on my farm this past weekend. And they were pretty good, a little tart in comparison to what they usually are, the first in the season apples. And they're a little small because we haven't had a lot of rain, and it's tough for the apples to mature, as is being, really experienced firsthand in Minnesota. This drought has forced apple orchards to push back the dates that they would be opening. The official start of fall is, 3 weeks away, Labor Day's less than a couple of weeks away. There are fun activities that go on the farms, the family farms that have apple orchards and pears and all the things that people can go. It's fun to go apple picking. Several orchards opened up for the season this past weekend in Minnesota. Emma Crumby's Orchard and Farm in Belle Plaine, which happens to be where my sister lives, won't open until next week. The business, looking on Facebook, their publication, Mother Nature, they write, in Minnesota is very unreliable, so we have to, unfortunately, push our season opener back. We apologize for any inconvenience. One wonders, as we look around the country, looking at Facebook and other social media, where smart farms are promoting themselves and what's going on. Some of them have started to open up. I thought it was kind of cute. Here's something I saw on Facebook. Well, we picked, in quotation mark, the wrong weekend. We will not be opening this weekend as previously planned. Mother Nature has asked for more time to perfect the apples. And what's, in quotation marks, appealing about an orchard without apples to pick? I'd say that was, yes. Anyway, so that's the story on that farm, and I'm sure it's being replicated on many farms all around the country because there's so much bare. Look at the cornfields around. I'm chopping corn for my cows now, and it's amazing how bare some of them are and how quickly the corn is turning brown. You got to get at that. Let's go to Indiana for the next item of interest here on the American Family Farmer. Long-standing Dubois, I think it's pronounced Dubois, D-U-B-O-I-S, is it Dubois or Dubois County? And a lot of farms that have been recognized for their longevity with the Hoosier Homestead Award. There are 106 farms that have been in operation for over 100 years. I thought this was really cool. And because it's the Indiana State Fair, and the honor goes to each one of these farms have been recognized by the governor and the Secretary of Agriculture. They have a lot of work being done. Indiana, Illinois, all the farm states have departments in the state as well as the federal government that are trying to boost farm production, boost farm ownership with younger people, more diversity, that sort of thing. But I thought it was cool. The farms have to be owned by the same family for more than 100 years. They have to be 20 acres or more, and they have to produce thousands of dollars in products every year. So, there were three different farms of distinction there. The Centennial Award for 100 years. There's actually a Sesquicentennial Award for 150 years. I think this is kind of cool. Every state should do this to highlight family farms and have people understand how it is that they provide you with food and fuel and fiber to sustain your body and your life. That sounds kind of romantic, but it's true. And in that state, 6,100 families have received the award over the years. Congratulations to all the farms, the Melvin Menke Farm, the Hopp Family Farm, the Glenn Menke Farm. That's an interesting, I wonder if they're related. The Wire Farm, the Verkamp Farm. Congratulations to all of you. Another farm celebrating its 100th anniversary, third-generation farmers Dan and Ann Manassaro, 100 years of operating, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in Orange County in California. Congratulations to them. The county turns out this is on a rural road. I just kind of like highlighting these stories and these people as part of the news. The drought is really the big story, though, of the week, I think. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, time for us to focus on something that's very important for you and your family, your health and well-being. How is the air in your home? For that matter, how's the air in your barn? Here's a new product called the Thunderstorm. It's an air purifier, proven oxy technology, which destroys viruses, odors, mold, and a lot more. You want to get healthy and stay healthy? You want the air to feel and smell like right after a thunderstorm. That's why this device is called a thunderstorm, because it creates air. It purifies the air using oxy technology, sends out molecules into the air which seek out odors and air pollutants and gets them. So you want to have the bad smells destroyed, not just masked. You don't want to cover them up. You want to get rid of them. So I call upon the thunderstorm. It purifies the air in my home, especially where the dog is, and it'll purify the air in your home. You can right now get three of these and save $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. This is the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. That's what we're talking about. You get three of them for whole home protection. Three units. You know, you come in, if you're a dairy guy, you got manure on your shoes. Let's face it, it smells. Doesn't smell bad to me, but some people find it offensive. Get rid of the odor with your own Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Special offer, go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code DUG3, D-O-U-G, the number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code DUG3. You'll find shipping is free as well.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Moving along now in the American Family Farmer this week, Doug Steffen introducing you to Melissa O'Rourke, who is a farm and agribusiness management specialist at Iowa State University. The extension, you know, this is something that I think a lot of people now find interesting, Melissa, if I may call you that, the extension services. A lot of state universities have extension services, some don't. In the University of Massachusetts, I know I was a veteran of that whole business and what the extension service is all about. But I think a lot of people these days don't know what the extension service is about. You want to start by explaining what the Iowa State University extension services provide, what they're all about?
Sure, Doug. Nice to be with you today.
Nice to have you.
The extension service, again, these are established in most states, in Iowa well over 100 years ago. The idea was, somewhat as the name implies, to extend the university. So we think of our extension service, we have 99 counties in Iowa, as having 99 little campuses.
Mm-hmm.
An office in each county. And through those offices, but now so much more through online for us, through our ag decision maker website, through webinars, through, you know, publications, things like that, that we are extending the services of the university to the people of the state. So that you don't just have to go to Ames, Iowa, and go to classes at the university and enroll in the university to avail yourselves of the education, the research, the advice, the information that you can gain. And I constantly tell people that what we do is to provide research-based information and instruction to help improve the quality of lives of all Iowans. But then again, oftentimes I'm working with people beyond the borders of Iowa, but we focus on Iowa.
What would be an example of something like that taking place, Melissa?
Oh, well, you know, just as an example, I just completed a run that I do every year about this time, starting late July into August, of educational programs, and these are in-person educational programs, except during COVID. I did them. I recorded videos. I did webinars. And the main topic is farmland leasing and management of farmland. And I hold one of these programs in every county, kind of in my area where I focus my work in Northeast Iowa. But they're held all over the state. And it is to educate people about how to manage their farmland. And if they are in a farmland owner, producer, tenant relationship, how to improve communication, how to work together, how to set goals. And again, that is just extending the services, the education, research-based information of the university to Iowans in every county of the state.
So, in a moment, I want to pause for a second. Then I want to get into your background, or whether you're I usually ask that of most of the guests that are here, whether you're a farm kid or not. Melissa O'Rourke is here. She's the Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State, working in the Extension Services Outreach to All People in Iowa, which seems to me to be a pretty intelligent thing to do. All right, we'll continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Moving back into the focus here of your farming and the American Family Farmer's overview of what's going on. Melissa O'Rourke is with us on the American Family Farmer. She's at Iowa State University. I guess I'm interested, as I suggested before, in your background. I always ask people whether they're farm kids or not.
Yeah. Technically, my parents weren't farmers. My mother's parents were farmers. We spent summers on Grandma and Grandpa's farm in Southwest Iowa when we were little kids. And then we grew up on an acreage. We had chickens. My mother was a dirty 30s farm girl. Huge garden, mm-hmm. canning everything.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college, I majored in agriculture and business. And then my husband and I have raised and managed a herd of registered Toggenburg dairy goats for over 25 years.
So what intrigued you about that? Why do that? What is there that you like about it?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was, but I was intrigued by dairy goats for years. Actually, another one of my brothers, he majored in dairy science at Iowa State University. Lived on the dairy farm there, and I would go stay with him at times. And not only did they have a cow dairy, but at that time they had a dairy goat operation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just always intrigued by dairy goats. Dairy goat milk is the most widely drunk milk in the world. Mm-hmm. Goat meat is the most widely eaten meat in the world. And it was after my husband and I got married, we acquired our first 4 dairy goats, and still today, I milk the goats every morning. So.
Do you? That's great for your hands. If you're doing it by hand, you have to have super strong hands and wrists. All right, that's a great way of developing them. So that's cool. That's good to know. It's bona fide age time. People want to know the folks that are here talking about farming have experience or know their thing, if you will. So let's go back to something you were talking about, the ownership of land. There's a big problem, as I see it anyway, for two reasons. number one, at least in land ownership, how much the Chinese have been able to buy quietly, how much guys like Gates have been able to buy quietly and control, because without land, you don't have food, and why in the world we would allow the Chinese or anybody else to come buy our land is beyond me. I know there's a bill that's pending in the House, and I don't know where it is in the Senate, that would prohibit the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, any country that's not considered to be our friend from buying and or owning land, agricultural land especially, but I think they're expanding it to be buildings and just anything. And I think that's frankly, I don't look upon the Chinese as our friends, especially when you see all of the problems that are coming from their acquiring Smithfield and just the general business about what we're getting here in terms of contaminated food. I just saw a report, interestingly enough, about safety in food, mostly imported from China, but other countries also are reporting in, and the report is the same. The amount of contaminated food, the synthetic beef, the chemicals in beverages, the metal in garlic, bamboo shoots, and in food, food security and that sort of thing. China is at the bottom of the list for food quality and safety. And so I want to get off on this. As you can tell, it's something that I feel is very important. I want to know how you deal with that, because the question has to come up among people that are managing. They have to be approached from time to time by the Chinese, or maybe they're accused of doing things that are connected to the Chinese problems, and they're not their problems at all. So I want to continue with that. Melissa O'Rourke is here with us on the American Family Farmer.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Ukraine authorities say Russian forces fired missiles and artillery on two cities across the river from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Abbott is announcing that their Michigan plant is restarting production of their largest and most popular infant formula, Similac. Previously, the plant had only restarted a fragment of its production after bacterial contamination concerns inside the facility had prompted a months-long voluntary recall and shutdown. The closure at the largest formula manufacturer in the country sent waves across the infant formula industry and exacerbated the supply shortage, forcing families to scramble for alternatives in the hyper-concentrated formula market. This is USA Radio News. Prices are going up when it comes to Fords.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California is preparing to spend up to $20 million to bring women from other states to its abortion clinics, a policy aimed at increasing access to a procedure that has been outlawed or restricted in many states since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
You matter. We care. We have your back. We love you. We respect you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome to the farm.
The next half hour of our program brought to you in part by the folks who want to help you keep yourself healthy, Calitrin. Right now, Melissa O'Rourke is with me. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with a focus on farms and families and the food and how it comes in this circumstance. We're studying the state of Iowa. Melissa is a farm and agribusiness management specialist at Iowa State University. So, human resources for family farmers, it's got to be the same problem. I know a lot of my friends who were on the farm, grew up on the farm. I've been on the farm all my life, been around cows all my life, but there's nobody in my family who's interested. They want to keep the land and keep it producing, but they can't do it themselves. And one wonders in Iowa how much of a problem this is and how, I know you're dealing with it. How are you dealing with it?
Well, you know, there are some challenges and some opportunities. Most of the farmland in Iowa is owned by Iowans, and that's a wonderful thing. We're really fortunate with that. The challenge that we see, again, is that it takes more acres in at least traditional commodity, corn and soybeans and some of our livestock operation. It takes more acres to support a family. So the operations do become larger, but again, most, by far, the ownership in Iowa of farmland is by Iowans. But what we see is that we have families who talk about So this relates to that issue of farm succession,
right,
that they want to keep the farm in the family, and that's a wonderful thing. But each time, you know, let's say even if we had a section, 640 acres, and so mom and dad farm that land, or grandma and grandpa, and then it gets passed down. But then at some point, then they die and they say, we're gonna pass it on to the kids, and there's four kids. So now they each own 25% of 640 acres. And essentially then, if they're owning it as tenants in common, then they are all business partners. Mm-hmm. Are any of those four now adult children actually farming? Sometimes we have maybe one that's farming and maybe not. Sometimes all four of them have gone on to different careers. So then what are they doing? They're leasing out the farmland to other operators, usually in that neighborhood. And that, as I mentioned earlier, when I do these farmland leasing and management workshops and just do a lot of education in that area, we're dealing with the issues of communication, goal setting, between those family members who own the farmland and want to see it farmed well and with, you know, many times have good goals of conservation and stewardship of that land, but they're working with an operator, a producer, a tenant who doesn't own the land. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, many of those, the vast majority of our producers who may own some land themselves, but also are farming land that they do not own through some kind of a lease or a crop share arrangement, they are also very concerned about conservation and stewardship and being good stewards of that land. But the communication can be a real challenge, especially when we have farmland owners who may have grown up on the farm, but they never actually farmed themselves. They never had to make those decisions.
Right.
So we work on improving the communication and helping both the farmland owners and the producer tenants to understand and communicate with one another so that they have a good relationship and move forward through the generations. But sometimes those sizes of the acreages do get smaller, and that just continues to be a challenge.
So, under the circumstance, the challenges that you're talking about, it's one of many. Iowa is one of our premier farming states. So I think people tend to think, okay, if it's good in Iowa or not good in Iowa, so goes the rest of the nation. Is the heat this year the biggest problem in terms of, we are talking about is getting people to work on the farm, but those who are there, is it hard to get people because it is so doggone hot that people don't want to work out in the land no matter, you know, what their status is with the farm, whether they're workers or whether they're owners? How is that affecting what's being produced?
Well, and actually heat has not been a big problem this year. We do have a pocket of drought out in far northwest Iowa, but actually our rain has been good. We haven't had too much heat. The crops are all looking pretty good around here. Actually, we had kind of a late start. We've had some cool weather. So in terms of our degree growing days, and you know, I'm a lawyer. I am not an agronomist.
Uh-huh.
But I know that we need some heat days. Nevertheless, in terms of those operations that need to hire non-family members to come and work on the farm, but there's just a lot of challenges all over our economy right now in finding people to hire, finding people to come out and work.
Yeah.
So that is really an issue. But when there are situations, and right now we're getting, toward the end of August, it is starting to cool off. We're having cooler. We were in the 50s here last night. We're having cooler nights. But when it is warm out there, our farm managers, owners, supervisors need to be well attuned to how do we manage our farm employees and workers when it is hot. Because heat can be very dangerous. Sometimes, we think about the cold. We certainly have plenty of that in December, January, and February here in Iowa. But the heat can also be very dangerous to our workers. And so that's another thing that Extension has done. It's an area that I've been concerned in is, our human resource management is how do we work with the folks that are out there working on the farm, be it in cropping operations, livestock operations, to keep them safe and have a healthy working environment.
What percentage of people in Iowa are born, raised, and have worked on the farm all their lives versus imported labor? How does that shake out? Just out of curiosity, I'm interested.
You know what? I don't want to. I don't feel like I have that number right off the top of my head, and I don't want to just take a wild guess here. But we certainly have it as you know all across America. I think in Iowa we have many many people who are working on farms who are lifelong Iowans. But all across America, we have a need to increase our labor and our workforce, and we have a lot of, as we have historically in the U.S., a lot of immigrants that have come here and want to work, and so that really has been a benefit in many parts of Iowa and in many industries, particularly in the area of livestock. Work and management and, you know, breeding and raising, managing livestock, be it dairy, pork production, beef production. There's just, a lot of pockets in Iowa, areas all across Iowa that have a lot of livestock. And, you know, that's very labor intensive, very hands on. And so we're fortunate to have, immigrant labor come, and that's really, really helped our labor situation here in Iowa.
All right. We'll continue in a matter of moment. I want to talk about women in agriculture. You've made your position clear. I get it. But I think it's very interesting to see from, at least in my neck of the woods, how many more women are running farms. And I wonder if that's a trend that is continuing in Iowa. Back to Melissa O'Rourke in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about your health and well-being. As we have gone through the summer, we've had some of us good summers. Some of us have had productive summers. Some of us have been hot and sweaty. We've lost weight naturally. Some people, because of the amount of exercise and work that you're doing on the farm, you're losing weight. But then there are those who are enjoying the fruits of all of your labor, and maybe they're packing on a few extra pounds here and there. They want to take care of it. They've gone on a diet, and now their question is, how do I keep the weight off? And the healthy way, the correct way to do that is with an all-natural product that's been in existence for 25 years now here in America. It's perfect for keeping the weight off. So get results. Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. Get 90 days free when you buy 90 days. The Dog Days of Summer Sale continues. Also, free shipping. That's important, too, using that code Doug at toploss.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration.
I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back for a few more minutes. Melissa O'Rourke has been here on the American Family Farmer. So women in agriculture, how important is this? An increasing importance, I would think, in farm states,
Absolutely. Actually, Doug, I love that you brought this up. The fastest growing demographic of farmland ownership in Iowa, and I think in other farm states, is women. How is that happening? Some of it's happening through marriage, some through inheritance, and some through women buying farmland. And so Iowa State University Extension, and I think other university extensions across the country are recognizing this and realizing too that a lot of those women, again, some of them grew up on a farm, some didn't, but if they didn't kind of grow up and work in farming, they need more education. So we are absolutely providing that, helping women to do better work in managing their farmland. And some of these are, significant acres, where we start to get up, But I also want to mention that, I know a number of women, in the area that they acquired or got access to maybe as little as 2 acres, 5 acres, and they are running some very, very successful small farm operations. And this might be vegetables, fruit, small livestock operations. I'm talking from dairy goats and sheep to small cattle operations, pasture swine, and really very successfully, working darn hard, these women are, but running financially successful operations. We talk about that word sustainable farming. And as you know, Doug, one of the most, probably the most important thing about an operation being sustainable is it financially sustainable? And I've just seen some of these small operations be very financially successful and sustainable. And there are people who think, how can you make a living on 2, 3, 5, 10 acres? You absolutely can. It takes a lot of work, a lot of sweat equity, a lot of really focusing on your finances. I'm not saying at all that men aren't doing that as well, but I just happen to be aware of a number of those kinds of operations, and it's just been fun for me to work with them and see what they're doing with the land. And then in terms of, our communities, when you've got what are, you know, small businesses being established and growing, what are they doing? They're buying supplies. They're buying commodities. You know, we've got more dollars circulating through our small communities, our counties, again, all across Iowa. It's just, it's good for our towns, our school districts. You know, it's just building the community throughout the area, and it's a great thing. As you can tell, I just have a joy in working with that.
Melissa O'Rourke, Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at the Iowa State University Extension Service, here talking about what's going on from her perspective in Iowa in farming on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
53 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, connecting the dots between food and family and farms. And one of the things, because I am a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life. I raise Jersey replacement heifers now, and I'm thinking about actually going back into the milking business. Maybe milk 30 or 40 Jerseys and sell the raw milk on the farm like we did before, use it for ice cream and that sort of thing. There has been a lot of talk here. You hear it on this program. I hear it in the state of Massachusetts where I am. I hear it all over the place. The focus on the decline of the family farm. So let me share some thoughts about this. I am not a corporate farm fan. You've pretty much figured that out by now if you've been listening to this program for, it's been around for 4 or 5 years. I think that that's been, and talking about the Chinese and their buying land, I made reference to that earlier in this program with a discussion of farming in Iowa with the lady who's in the extension service there. It's deplorable. And it, for now, you know, you get down to the generational thing of who's going to control our farmland as we go forward. Should it be the families that own the land, families that rent land? The number of dairy farms, for example, has declined dramatically in America in favor of the big farm, the agribusinesses, the dominance of family-run farms. However, in some parts of the country, has continued. The whole business, I decry the factory farms because they're not really farms, they're factories. But the family farms, the smaller family farms can survive. You can milk a few more cows, but family farms are driving dairy pretty much around the country still. And that's something that I am happy about, and I feel like I, when I look at the numbers, there are about 40,000 farms of all sizes with dairy cows in our country, around 40,000. When I was a kid growing up, it was four times that many. But you look at the number of farms, licensed dairy operations, the vast majority of them, as a matter of fact, there are only about 1,000 factory farms. The rest of that 39-plus thousand, almost 40,000 farms, are family-operated. 97% of dairies, that's a high percentage. And it's not, you know, the consolidation that's gone on hasn't taken place in a lot of these farms. And I think this is interesting news. I wouldn't have thought, had I not seen this info from the USDA, I wouldn't have thought that this was the circumstance. But family farm percentage ownership, 97%. That's pretty remarkable when you think about it. So what's going on? The same thing that's been going on for a long time. Dairy farmers sell their cows to fund their retirement. Farmers whose children don't want to take over the farm sell to the farmer whose children will. Small number of corporate farms do exist, maybe 1,000 or 1,200, because they tend to be larger, produce a lot of milk, and really the questionable quality is always there. When dairy farms consolidate, as a rule, they consolidate into older family farms. They stay with family farms. They don't go into the big farm operations. And so I think, and somebody sent me this information because they hear me all the time talking about what's happened here in my state of Massachusetts. When I was a kid growing up, 400 and maybe more, 430, 40 dairy farms. There are now, I think, just barely 100 dairy farms in the whole state. But yet we have lots of, you know, we have population increasing here. So where's the milk coming from? It's coming across the border from New York State. And some of it's coming from Vermont, but mostly the milk in Vermont goes across to New York. I mean, think about how crazy this is. New York farmers, milk's coming into New England, and the Vermont farmers' milk is going, some of it goes even into Canada, but across into New York. It's crazy. But at any rate, my premise here in thinking is I opine about the future of dairy farms. Who knows what the future will bring? I just know that from my persuasion, from my experience, the better the family farm operation, the fewer big farms we have, the better the operation with families are running. It's just the milk quality is that much better, frankly. So the average cow, I'm sorry, the average farm now has 80 cows still. Imagine that. The average in 1990 was 50 cows. The average now is 80. But there are many average-sized family farms that have 300, 400, 500 cows. At any rate, I think it's good news to note that family farms still drive the dairy business. That's my thought. That's my thinking. That's my opinion. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.